With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Legendary college basketball coach Bobby Knight has passed away at the age of 83. Knight won three national titles at Indiana, over 900 games over the span of his career. He began serving as head coach in 1965 at Army before taking the Indiana job in 1971. He would serve as coach of the Hoosiers until 2000, and he finished his career with Texas Tech, retiring from coaching in 2008. His family said, "We'll continue to celebrate his life and remember him today and forever as a beloved husband, father, coach, and friend." China's reinforcing an air and sea presence near Taiwan, correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Taiwan says China sent another 43 military aircraft and seven ships near the self-ruled island, the latest sign that Beijing plans no let-up in its campaign of harassment, threats and intimidation. Taiwan's defense ministry says the figure is current for the 24 hours up to 6 a.m. local time Wednesday, and that 37 of the aircraft had crossed the median line in the Taiwan Strait, which China no longer recognizes as an informal divider between the sides. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, Federal Reserve policymakers kept interest rates on hold for a second consecutive meeting. The Fed Chair Jay Powell warned another hike is possible.
Inflation has moderated since the middle of last year, and readings over the summer were quite favorable. But a few months of good data are only the beginning of what it will take to build confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our goal. The process of getting inflation sustainably down to 2% has a long way to go.
The central bank's latest statement noted the economy expanded at a strong pace in July to September. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is off to Rome for a two-day weekend gospel festival. Nearly 400 evangelical churches have come together to lay the groundwork for the event, which will be the first of its kind in the Eternal City. Graham says, quote, "Rome is filled with centuries of history, culture, and religion, but I'm not coming to talk about these things. I'm coming to share how we can all have a personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court is giving abortion advocates a chance to revive their bid to block a new Arizona pro-life law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has sent the case back to a lower court to consider a request for an injunction. The law makes it a felony punishable by up to 2 years behind bars for doctors to perform abortions if they know patients are seeking the procedure only because the unborn baby may have Down syndrome. This is SRN News. An 80-foot-tall, 12-ton Norway spruce makes the cut at this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
It's always stiff competition for the honor, with Rockefeller Center's head gardener searching far and wide for the perfect Christmas tree. This year's is coming from Vestal, New York, in the Binghamton area. It will be cut down on November 9th, then trucked 190 miles to the city with a police escort, arriving November 11th. After it's wrapped in more than 50,000 lights and crowned with a star, the tree will be lighted during a live television broadcast on November 29th. Julie Walker, New York.
Toyota is recalling more than 1 million cars. Wednesday, the company announced a recall of certain RAV4s from model years 2013 to 2018. They say there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire. The company says it's working on a solution. More details at SRNNews.com.